Past state budgets have given some help to making fuel from corn, soybeans, and other non-petroleum sources. But the $26 million for grants and loans for research and development, for production and fuel pump tax credits, and other programs like a soybean crusher is a big step up for the state. Josh Morby of the Wisconsin Biofuels Alliance says he welcomes the money, but argues Wisconsin is still behind some other state governments.
You know, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, and you look at the incentives that those states offer companies that are developing opportunities in the bio industry, really Wisconsin pales in comparison.
Some in Wisconsin have questioned whether corn-based ethanol and some other biofuels are really a plus, given some of the fuel's smaller punch and extra resources needed to grow various plants. There are also businesses and citizens in some communities, Sparta being the latest, that have fought biofuel production facilities. But Josh Morby says the growth of ethanol will actually spur the development of better fuels.
And it's really the technology that's being developed and the attention that it's gotten is really helping create opportunities for other feedstocks.
Morby says Wisconsin's investment in biofuels is what helped convince the federal government to spend tens of millions of dollars to develop a major biofuel research facility in Madison over the next few years. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.